Welcome to Sober Ventures, the podcast that brings together inspiring entrepreneurs combining the worlds of recovery and business. My name is Will Bradwell, and I will be your host. Each week, we feature a discussion with a guest that has made a new life for themselves in their sobriety. No matter where you are on your journey of recovery, it is my sincere hope that you can take some of the lessons shared and apply them in your life so you can see all that is possible when we tackle our addictions and turn that energy into something positive and productive. So, let's get started. So you guys are from Never Alone Threads, a clothing company from down here in Miami. Tell me a little bit about like your backstory, how you got into sobriety to begin with, or how you got into business. Kind of how did you get to where you are today?
Well, this is Zuli. So so the owners of the company are Zuli and Alex Shade, DJ Shade. And so basically for me, man, I guess I'll just talk a little bit about how I got to this point where I'm at right now. I have over 7 years in recovery. I celebrate my anniversaries in February. I got clean in 2010. Basically, I had no idea this clothing line would even be something that I'd be getting into. It's kind of, I guess, I think it's more about the journey that's where it's got me to. And, you know, Alex is a sponsee brother of mine. He's always been, and I know he'll tell a little bit, to talk about himself a little bit about, you know, what he does and what he's done for a long time. But at least for me, I never thought I could ever express myself in a form of a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't see that coming. But before I got here, I grew up in Miami. Fast forward, dropped out of high school in the ninth grade. Couldn't accomplish anything. Couldn't find a job. Couldn't do anything worth my while that, you know, gave me meaning. Could never make my family happy. Could never make myself happy. Anything that I've been able to do today or any feelings that I've been able to feel today or go through, any experiences that really mean something to me is only because of the direct result of coming into recovery and staying clean for the time that I've been able to stay clean. But anything before that is always about overdosing, trying to kill myself, hurting myself, stealing, you know, so everything that I'm able to do today is a direct result of me staying clean. But, you know, I guess me and Alex linked up. I had left a position and a job that I didn't want to be at anymore in the travel industry. And, you know, we talked about some opportunities and we made a shirt. I think we made like two designs, right, Alex? Mm-hmm. We made like two designs, sold out like in the first weekend. And then we just kind of knew that this had to be formed, you know, and Never Alone is just like a perfect meaning of like what we go through. You know, we can always do things together, but we can't do it alone because in alone is you're just in bad company, you know. So, I mean, there's so much to talk about specifically, but since Alex has already been in the industry before I even got into it, you know, he kind of led the way in regards to like what I know today. You know, like he's been able to teach me about how it's going to be done, what's a good way to market our brand and so forth. And it's been successful ever since, you know. You know, it has its ups and downs, but no matter what, we do have a support, we do have a fan base, and we do sell shirts, you know, and that's and people love it and people wear it. Even people not in recovery wear our shirts. And so that means that at least we're on the right path.
Yeah, right on. I see a lot of your different styles, they speak to like a just like a general message of positivity and mindfulness, and it's not just for like people in recovery. I mean, those kind of like mentalities do go beyond that, but having a good root in it definitely, I know for me, it helps on my business side because it eliminates distractions. Even from before I got sober, I would always have ideas, but I would never implement anything, never follow through on things. But I see having that mindset in combination with the stability and recovery can really take you guys far and get you into a lot of people's ears and a lot of people's eyes through what you're building. So yeah, that's really cool. So so Alex, you were in the industry before. You were already in the fashion kind of world. How did you come into it?
Yeah, well, for me, I've had another brand, called Shady Peas, and I'm a DJ, and everybody knows me as Shade. So I started a brand called Shady Tees about 10 years ago, when I had about 5 years clean. And I've been running with that ever since. And, started up, I went to, you asked what high school I went to, and I never really went to high school, but I got my GED in Metro West, serving a year sentence, and then I ended up going to FIU, Miami-Dade and FIU, and I ended up graduating with my bachelor's degree, and started a printing and a promotional items company. And there was a certain point there where Zoo had left the job that he was at, and I don't think he knew what the hell he was gonna do. And I said, "Hey, bro, if you got nothing to do, you can come hang out in my office whenever you want." And that's basically how it started, because he would come to my office and hang out and just steal my Wi-Fi and we'd just talk crap and whatever. And then one day we were like, "Yo, let's do some t-shirts." And that's what we did. We came up with like some cool ideas. We wrote like a maybe 20 ideas down on a piece of paper, and then we just started, messing around with designs and stuff, and we put them onto a couple of shirts. And we did what I normally have done, which is post pictures of them and see how people react to it. And the reaction was awesome. So there was a convention coming up, a recovery convention coming up in the next couple of days. So we were like, "You know what, man? Let's print all these shirts and let's see how it goes." And it's crazy, man, because I feel like, when you have something good, it speaks for itself. And we didn't really have to do much. I mean, we literally showed up to this recovery convention wearing the shirts, and we kept getting stopped by everybody. "Where do you get those shirts? Where do you get those shirts?" And man, we sold every single shirt that we brought, every single hat that we brought. And it was just amazing, man. It was just, that was actually July of last year, 2016. So this year is right now August. It's basically a year and a month that we've been doing the do. And I tell you, man, I've had my other brand for 10 years. So from 10 years experience, I can tell you that the buzz that we've been able to build for Never Alone Threads in 1 year is huge, because it took me many, many, many years to get that kind of a buzz going with my other brand. And it's like you were saying, our brand, obviously we're both in recovery, so like we're always coming from a recovery standpoint, but we try to keep it, not only about recovery, because not everybody in the world is in recovery. And we're the type of brand, being businessmen at the same time, that would like to be recognized and acknowledged by everybody. And I think that people can be grateful, and people can be a spiritual gangster, and people can be clean and crazy in all kinds of ways other than just being in recovery. Obviously our focus is just probably mostly on people that are in recovery, but it's really cool when you have people that aren't, that want to wear our stuff. People that are into meditation, people that are into yoga, people that are into other spiritual walks of life, and also have a positive way of living. I guess for me, it's just everybody that I've ever known and grown up with, we were all messed up, because I grew up with the always with the bad crowd. And some of us are either in recovery now, still using, in prison, or dead. You know what I mean? So having a, now being clean and having this new kind of brand, and then other people start recognizing, we start meeting all kinds of people that are not in recovery but are actually good, positive people, and they're able to also wear the brand and help spread the word as well.
Or people that we even met that we didn't have no idea that we're in recovery recognized
Yeah.
us, you know what I mean? Or they started talking to us about recovery because they saw that, our brand was catering to that in some way or form. And they'll just ask us, like, are you guys in recovery?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many opportunities that we've come across that at every event that we've been to that were not recovery events, just art walks, you know?
Yeah, like people that will just look at the shirt and be like, that kind of reminds me of somewhere that I've been before.
How long
is
that?
And then it's their way of kind of not wanting to say that they're in recovery because they don't know that we're in recovery. But then we're like, oh, what do you mean, recovery? And they're like, yeah, I have 4 years or 5 years. And we're like, oh, we have 7 and 15. So then, like, you know, it's crazy, man. And it's a beautiful thing, man, because it seems like our last design, which obviously we can't take full credit for. We actually heard a speaker say it in a meeting one day, which was recovery is the new black. And it's true, man. Recovery is the new black. It's like, man, there's so many people that are getting clean these days and so many people that have already been clean. But I guess we're just a little bit shy to say it. And then now that we're coming out with this brand and people want to wear the shirts, it's like they're so open to say, hey, I'm also in recovery. So it's like a cool thing now. You know, it's kind of cool to be in recovery where maybe a few years ago it was cool to be the guy getting high. You know what I mean? So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. At times it's kind of changed around the topic of recovery and like admitting when you need help. Before, like when I was growing up, I always think like of alcoholics and addicts, and I would just like have an image in my mind of like somebody like helpless, they can't recover. But now, like from the inside and like meeting and talking to the people that I've gotten to talk to, and just kind of starting to go through my own experiences of seeing what life is like on the other side of the substance, it's almost magical once you like kind of release that, and it gives you a whole nother way of looking at life, and it gives you a second life. And as more people start to come into it and experience it themselves, I'm happy to see how many people are open about it and honest about it. And it really kind of opens other people's eyes to thinking what they can do with their life. I know I posted one time on my Facebook that I like had 1 year sober, and like I had more comments on that than I've had on anything else in the past year. And people saying things like, oh, wow, I've really cut back on my drinking a lot lately, and I've noticed it too, that it's a lot better for me. And it just kind of starts a dialogue. And I spoke to Austin Cooper of Sober Evolution before, and he told me one of the instrumental things in for him getting into recovery in the first place was seeing somebody wear a t-shirt, and that starting a conversation and kind of getting into his mind by seeing somebody else that he looked up to and respected being open about being in recovery, and how much that influenced him going into recovery himself. So I think with clothing line kind of items, it's a great way to kind of be a billboard for the positivity and for the evolution that comes out of it. So your designs are great. They're very, very true to like oneself. There, I like the kind of like the graffiti aspects to some of the styles that make it more lively, and I definitely feel like the connection to Miami in some of them too. So I want to know, like, how do you think kind of growing up in Miami has influenced your journey through the addiction early on in life, and how crazy Miami can be known to be, and how now you experience it in recovery? How has the city kind of influenced you?
Well, for me, this is Alex. I mean, I don't know if you can tell who's talking when we're talking. you know, for me, I'm born and raised in Miami, and you know, I did all my running in Miami. I got high for 11 years in Miami. I went through many, many, many treatment centers and jailhouses in Miami. And you know what, I got clean in Miami, and I guess Miami to the rest of the world is a crazy place. It's also a very beautiful place. You know, it's also a very, whatever you're going to make it type of place. You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer, man, that, you know, wherever you go, you got to make the best of it. And for me, I would never want to live anywhere but Miami. You know, Never Alone and the brand from before, like, all the designs, when I'm involved in them, you know, I like to have that Miami flavor to them, you know, you know, when it comes to getting clean in Miami, and I think it's a beautiful thing because, you know, I like when I'm having a bad day, you know, I like to be able to go somewhere where I can kind of just be surrounded by a beautiful atmosphere, man. And there's so many places in Miami that you can go and do that. You know what I'm saying? Go to the, you know, the Key Biscayne and look at the skyline of Miami. You can go to the hospital, Mercy Hospital, and sit on the seawall and look at the ocean. You know, you can go to South Beach and, you know, you can look at the beautiful ocean or you can look at the beautiful women, whatever you want to look at. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's cool, you know, but then at the same time, you know, I guess for some people it may be difficult to get clean in Miami because, you know, there is a lot of craziness, you know, everywhere. But, you know, I think it all, that's when our recovery kind of kicks in, because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, everywhere you go, no matter what, whether it be a gas station or anything, you know, we're always going to be surrounded by some type of a drug or a crazy activity, you know. And I guess when we get clean, we get into recovery, we start working steps and we start getting to know who it is that we are, what makes us tick, what makes us stay clean, and what makes us get high. And we just start doing the things that we know we need to do in order to stay on point. You know what I mean? And so me growing up in Miami, I'm grateful that I grew up in Miami. I'm grateful that I still live in Miami. I'm grateful that my business is in Miami. And I'm grateful that my recovery is in Miami, man. Because, you know, I've been clean now almost 16 years. And all my friends that I call my real friends today are all in recovery. All the people that work in my company are all in recovery. You know, my sponsor, everybody's in Miami. So it's just, and in recovery. So like, that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I guess just to answer, I guess, I don't know if I answered it correctly, but living in Miami and getting clean for me is hasn't been a difficult thing, because I feel like the support that I have here in Miami by so many sponsee brothers and other brothers in recovery, man, it's just so strong. I'm just truly grateful.
Right on. Yeah, that's the great thing about Miami. There's just so much to do that you can find a pocket for anything. If you want to go to the clubs, that's an option. But if you want to just be clean and enjoy the beauty that the city has to offer, there's plenty of people that are on that side too. So that's really cool. And with your events is, I'm sure, one great way to kind of tie in and meet those people. So tell me a little bit about like all the events you go to. I see you popping up, going out to Wynwood, going out to, I know you just had your 1 year anniversary party recently. Tell me how you got into kind of putting on events and featuring yourselves at other events and what that means to you guys.
Well, I mean, our first recovery event was, I believe it was Soberfest. I think it was around March or April, sometime like that.
April. When? April 1st. April Fool's Day.
Of the...
Last year?
Of last no, this, year. No, of this year. So, you know, basically how we got into the events, you know, aside of, you know, Alex being a DJ and doing other events that around the same, you know, genre of music that he DJs, but... You know, recovery events was not like a thing that we had in mind once we started the clothing line. That's just kind of like, again, it's been like the journey. And that's like the beauty in recovery is that you just don't know what outlets, you know what I mean? Like what's going to happen next? You know, as long as you're paying attention, and as long as you're carrying a message of positivity and trying to do the next right thing to the best of your ability, like you just never know like what, you know, what's going to, you know, and to go back to like the last question, like, Miami is a fast city, you know, a lot of fast things are happening, good and bad, you know, and as much as fast as it is, you know, the other beauty of Miami or South Florida in general is that there's a lot of resources and there's a lot of support and there's a lot of recovery. So as much as you can find drugs on the streets, as much as you can find recovery, you know what I mean? And that's why it's like, it doesn't really matter like where you get clean or sober or whatever, you know, it's just how willing you are to live this lifestyle, you know? And for me and Alex, man, this lifestyle is what, you know, is what moves us, you know what I mean? Cause we support each other and we're there for each other and we hold each other up, you know? And one way we get to repay that to everyone in our lives or people or young people in recovery is by having an event, recovery events. And our first one we got invited to is because we were at Wynwood setting up a shop. And Bobby came and she's like, how many years you got? And we talked to her, and she's like, well, I do this huge event in Pompano, so shout out to Bobby. And she's like, I want you guys to attend, and we're even willing to change a date because we have another event that we do for a recovery base, but it's not like a music event. And she adjusted the date for us to even show up. And Alex DJed, and we went out there, and it was like a thousand people, you know what I mean? And then we kind of like right there and then, I mean, Alex won a DJing contest against Galactica, if he's gonna ever listen to this. So, so basically, it was like 1,000 people, and we were like, you know, we sold tons of shirts, and we were like right there and then we were like, we gotta have an event. And I think, was it right like a month, 2 months later, we had an event.
It was like a month. Yeah, Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, we had it on May 20th or something like
that. Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, so then right there and then we decided to throw a party. We called it Never Alone Nights. So we used it to branch off of Never Alone Threads. We called it Never Alone Nights. And we invited everyone from Miami, and we just try to keep it like around like Broward County. That way people from up north can come, people from south can come, and all just come together, you know? And that was a you know, we got a sponsor, a partner at that time, a treatment center, and they helped us out. And we threw the event, and it was a good turnout. It was like over 100 people, and it was just a good feeling, man. It was just a good time, just everybody just having a good time. They had somewhere to go, you know, somewhere to be on a Saturday night, you know. And how many other times, like, you can't really say, like, all right, tomorrow night, other than going to a meeting and having a dinner, and that's fun and that's cool and that's a lot in recovery to do, but sometimes you just want that something else, you know. You want that, like, oh, let's go out and have a good time, let's dress up a little bit. And the crazy part about it, well, not crazy, but the blessing of it was that almost everyone there came in a Never Alone t-shirt, you know. And I think that was like the most that was the best feeling, to know that people, you forget how much people support you, you know, and they care about your brand. And they all showed up
and bought more,
you know. And then from there, you know, it was a very safe environment for everyone. And then from there, we celebrated our 1 year anniversary in a different location. So that's been a huge thing for us, is to have a party in different locations,
changing it up,
you know, and catching people off guard, you know, and then, you know, making it more attractive for people to come and join us, you know. And guess what? It's just been getting more and more, more hype, and more people are asking, when's the next party? When's the next party? You know, and we celebrated our 1 year anniversary in North Miami. And that was a great event. And that was over 100 people, you know. And, you know, I'm talking about 100 people that are clean and sober. You know what I mean? Like, they want to come out, and even if they don't dance, they just still sit there and hang out. And that's a big thing, man. Like, at least early in recovery, maybe not dancing and having a good time and being yourself is very, very difficult. But for someone to even show up and make it even an effort to, like, walk in through the doors and sit there and listen to the music and maybe, like, nod their head a couple times is a huge start, you know, because, you know, it's not easy just to be yourself in the beginning. And at least we give the opportunity to people that are new to have somewhere to be and listen to music and jam out for a little while, you know. And it's just been able to get a lot of people involved, man. Like, people that work the events with us are in recovery as well, or have some type of tie in recovery. Like the other DJ, you know, he's in recovery, DJ Rich, you know, and so forth. So I don't know, man. That's where we're at with the events. You know, we have a couple more that we're working on. The Halloween event on October 21st.
And I just want to add on that, because you know, I've been DJing now for 15 years, and you know, I DJ obviously in nightclubs, and I DJ where the minority is people that are clean, which is normally just me. You know, you know, it's crazy, because, you know, obviously when people go out to nightclubs or whatever, and they have a couple of drinks and they get let loose, you know, you would expect that they all are dancing and having a crazy time. But you know, the majority of the time, man, at these events that I DJ, like, it seems like everybody's too cool to, like, dance or whatever. They're just kind of drinking and whatever they're doing. And, you know, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. When we did our first Never Alone Nights, it was in a nightclub. It was actually a nightclub that's owned by a buddy of mine called Cash Only. And, you know, this is a regular nightclub that caters to people who drink and everything. But for that night, you know, they paid respect to the event. They emptied out their whole bar of like all the liquor bottles so that there wouldn't even be any liquor shown or anything like that. You know, they served only juice, water, and Red Bull. And, man, I tell you, for me as a DJ, as an artist, because I produce music and I've been DJing for, you know, some time now. When I look up, man, and I see, like, all these people, you know, like, about 100 people, and everybody's just, like, throwing down. Like, they're having the freaking best time ever. Like, they're not worried about who's looking at them. They're not worried about whatever. They're just having a good time. There was a couple of people that are just sitting around because, you know, they probably have, either they don't dance or they had only a few days and they kind of feel a little uncomfortable. But overall, man, it was just, it's a beautiful experience, man. And the first one kind of like lit the fire under us to say, all right, man, we need to do this again. And the second one we did, man, which was the 1 year anniversary, it was in this super unique place that like just added so much like craziness to the party because it's not your typical place that you would go to on any kind of night. And, you know, it was the same thing, man. You know, I was able to see all kinds of people in recovery. Different walks of recovery because, you know, there's, you know, me, I'm an all-inclusive, you know, like I'm addicted to like anything that makes me feel good, you know what I mean? And obviously drugs is the main thing that brought me down to my knees and had me change my way of life. But like, you know, there was all kinds of people there from different reasons, but all in recovery. And, you know, to see them all dancing and having a good time and at the end of the night, just like asking when's the next one or a few days later, see them around town and they're asking when's the next one. You know, it's really cool, man. I'm all about building a good buzz, man. When you have a good buzz going for whatever it is, the clothing line, the parties, anything, you know, that's a cool thing, man. And, you know, it's been now about exactly a month, maybe a month and a week since we did our last party. And we've had all kinds of people hit us up. You know, everybody wants, like, they kind of like want us to kind of like get involved with them and like, yeah, it feels good. But, you know, at the same time, man, it's just a beautiful thing that we even got to this point because, like, you know, it was like just a year ago we were printing our first T-shirt and we called it Never Alone Threads. And then, you know, here we are a year later. Now we're doing Never Alone Nights. You know, what's next? A year from now, we'll do Never Alone Vacation, you know, and all kinds of ideas that just come up that are just all catered around people in recovery. Doing fun things.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it. I'm sorry I missed the last one. I don't usually leave home too often. Traffic and everything else, it's crazy in Miami, but just talking to you guys for this short time, your energy is very infectious, and I definitely got to make it out to the next one and just see and experience what it's like to be in that kind of environment, because I've never experienced anything like that. Maybe since high school, I didn't drink too much in high school, and I would have like parties at my house and nobody drank back then. But since college, the only thing I know about parties is getting wasted and just forgetting everything in the next morning and figuring that that must have been what a good time is, because I never figured out any other way to experience a quote unquote good time. So that would be really cool to see and experience live music and just a crowd of people all in the similar mindset of sobriety and just focusing on being in the present moment and being grateful to be alive and just that kind of vibe instead of what you would get at a club where everybody's got their own other interests. There it's uniting around something really positive instead. So that's really cool. I love what you guys are doing. I'm glad to have gotten to talk to you here and hear how you've evolved in just a little over a year from just starting out with a couple T-shirts and just being a part of this community and how it's evolved so quickly.
Yeah. We're grateful that you even allow us to even come on here. I know that you've been supporting us for a while now, man, and
you know, we're grateful for that. You know, any type of support, or anyone that reaches out, or, you know, we can communicate about recovery. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to do that, you know, from here all the way to New Jersey to California. Any way it connects us in any way or form, it just makes us stronger, you know. So, you know, again, recovery is the new black. So it's like, you know, it just carries on.
Right on. So I guess nearing closing down, do you guys like have any, it sounds like community is a strong part of kind of what like keeps you in recovery, and just having so much time in it and experiencing the benefits from it, it doesn't, the old way of life doesn't appeal so much anymore after you've been in it so long and have experienced so much positivity from it. But say like for the new person that might just be kind of starting out, kind of learning about their own recovery and sobriety and how to get through it and maintain the day-to-day and week-to-week. Do you have any words for that kind of person starting out?
Well, I mean, the main key thing, if you're new in recovery or just starting off, even to me now, is that, you know, just don't give up is a key thing. And also that it doesn't happen overnight. You know, overnight success is very rare. You know, it's just putting one foot in front of the next, you know, and keep doing the right thing to the best that of your knowledge. You know what I mean? Because the best thing in the beginning might not be the best decision, but you learn from it, you know. And just surround yourself with good people, man, like good, authentic people that just want the best for you, you know, because if you want people around you that are motivated and motivate you and you motivate them, and yeah, you have a good time and you can rag on each other for a little while. But at the end of the day, it's about pushing each other to the next limit, you know. And I don't know about you, man, when I use, you know, I was always trying to push people to use more or just use as much as I did. And at the end of the day, I was alone, you know, and today I'm never alone. You know?
And just to add on top of that, you know, obviously, there's many, many ways, that one can, you know, pass, that one can take. I'm not here to co-sign on, or I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, to, for certain ways of recovery, but, you know, find something that works for you, you know, and, you know, there's many 12-step fellowships out there, and, you know, there's all kinds of spiritual paths that one can take that can help them get to a better place, you know, because, you know, I got clean when I was 21, you know, I'm 37 years old. And when I got clean, you know, I had no idea what I wanted to do when I grew up. I had no idea how to do anything except steal and do drugs and be bad. And that behavior kind of stuck with me still for a few years. The only difference was that I stopped using drugs, and then eventually I started to get a little bit of I guess what they call now adulting, and got a regular job and went to school and started doing all these things, man, and life changed. And you know, life became, I gotta tell you, man, today my life is beyond my wildest dreams, man, but it's only because of the work that I put in at the beginning and that I still put in today, because you know, I know for a fact that if I was alone trying to get clean, then I wouldn't get clean. You know, there's a lot of people that I have seen, man, that that they get clean, and, you know, I ask them, you know, so what is it that you're doing to stay clean? Oh, well, I just don't pick up. So basically what they're doing is just staying abstinent. But, you know, those people normally don't last too long. And what I've seen, and maybe you've seen, and everybody that's listening to this has seen, is that in the last few years, man, there's been a lot of deaths. And those deaths are normally people that are not taking the suggestions, you know, people that are trying to do this on their own, people that think that they got one more run in them, man. And, you know, there's all kinds of weird drugs these days. It's not even the fact that you do too much. It's just you do the wrong one and bam, you're gone. You know what I'm saying? It's super scary, man, because, you know, I know for me, you know, I a lot of drugs have been developed in the last 15 years that I never done in my life. And you know, I know if I was still using today, I would probably be one of those people that would die, because you know, I'm very curious when it comes to drugs, and I want to try one of everything, because if it's doing that fast, if it's making you that crazy, I want to know why, you know. And I'm just grateful today, man, that, you know what, I'm not curious about any of those drugs. As a matter of fact, I'm grateful that I've never tried any of them, and that today I can say I'm living a clean life, you know, that I wake up in the morning and that I have some type of a spiritual guidance in my life, and I come to my business and I can do something that helps other people, and, you know, and sponsor men and in recovery and go to meetings and stuff like that, and just stay clean, man. And it's a beautiful thing. So for the new guy, new girl out there that's trying to get this and is trying to really get their life changed and all that, just don't give up. You know, life is not going to get all of a sudden beautiful and what is it, rainbows and lollipops. You know, it's still going to get, you know, still going to be life. You know, the only difference is that we stay clean long enough, we're able to kind of get through it a little bit easier. And we have a lot more, we start building a little bag of tools that we can reach into and use every time that we have a situation come up, instead of going to what we normally do, which is get high.
Awesome. Right on. That's a great way to wrap it up. And I appreciate all those thoughts. And I had no idea how much clean time you had, that you had like that long, 16 years. You've seen a lot of time change over that time, and seen how the world's kind of evolved into now more and more people are appreciating it and experiencing it themselves. And even though you guys have just been around for 1 year, I can see you guys made a big impact on not just Miami through the events you had, but through all the Instagram like engagement that you get on there. I see your word spreads a lot, and it's great. It's infectious, and it's such a positive message. I'm happy to have gotten to talk to you. I'm happy to spread this out. And yeah, it's just awesome. So
awesome. Thank you, Will, for having us. I mean, we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Will.
Thanks for joining me today on this episode of Sober Ventures. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, be sure to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you can get the next one delivered straight to you as soon as it's released. And if you want to help spread the word, leave a rating and review on iTunes to help us increase our reach and our ability to be found when someone is searching for us. I look forward to being of service as this podcast and community grows, so if you have any questions or thoughts on how I can make this better or more helpful, email me anytime at soberventures@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you join me again next time on Sober Ventures.